Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Thursday blocked a proposal to waive the 18% sales tax on local supplies of commodities, raw materials, and machinery to registered exporters, due to a possible reaction from the International Monetary Fund, IMF. The Premier sent the proposal back to a ministerial committee, which had recommended restoring the sales tax exemption under the Export Facilitation Scheme, EFS. The decision was taken during a meeting at the Prime Minister's house before Prime Minister Sharif's departure to Belarus. A committee led by Planning Minister Ahsan Iqbal had recommended abolishing the 18% sales tax on local supplies for exporters introduced in June last year, and reintroducing insurance guarantees, which had been replaced in February with bank guarantees. According to an official communique, the Prime Minister directed the authorities concerned to provide a level playing field for local industries and incorporate the proposals of industrial and trade bodies into the upcoming federal budget. There is a possibility that the government may impose an 18% sales tax on imports of these commodities to end the disparity, which is hurting local industries. The tax, introduced in the budget, applies to local supplies of commodities, raw materials, and machinery to registered exporters. However, there is no such tax on imports of these goods, creating an anomaly being exploited by exporters who now prefer to import tax-free items rather than procure them locally. As a result, dozens of ginning factories have suffered financial losses, prompting the PM to seek a resolution to the anomaly. 2 months ago, the government had also tightened conditions for availing the Export Facilitation Scheme, EFS, after manufacturers were found misusing a facility intended to boost exports. Among the key changes, the government replaced insurance guarantees for imported raw materials with bank guarantees, a move aimed at curbing misuse. The government also reduced the utilization period for imported raw materials from 5 years to 9 months, with an additional 3-month extension subject to committee approval. Manufacturers had been reselling imported raw materials in local markets and replacing them with domestic alternatives to evade taxes. To avoid the 18% sales tax on local supplies under the scheme, manufacturers increasingly turned to raw material imports, which further strained Pakistan's foreign exchange reserves. The committee led by Iqbal had recommended restoring the tax exemption, reintroducing insurance guarantees, and imposing taxes on the import of iron. However, some participants in Thursday's meeting believed the IMF would not allow the waiver and advised the government against pursuing it. The IMF had previously taken a hard stance on the imposition of the 18% GST on local supplies. Despite announcing its reversal in his budget wind-up speech, the finance minister failed to implement the change.